Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. What comes to mind today before I pray for you is that some of you are battling a difficult person and you're trying to figure out how to love them, and you have had stops and starts, and there's been times where you've made boundaries, times where you have not had boundaries. There have been times where God has said walk back in, and times where you've been broken, and it's just a conundrum and it's confusing, and sometimes it gets worse. And so I just want to encourage you, you are absolutely normal. Everybody has this experience where we have a difficult person in our lives. And sometimes, as the Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians 12, 9 and 10, that there might be a thorn in the flesh. And sometimes those thorns can be people and they cause us to run to God. And so my encouragement to you today is that if you have a pesky person in your life, let them be the thorn that causes you to turn to God and ask for His strength in your weakness. We are in Matthew chapter 18, verses 10 through 14 in the Common English Bible, the CEB. This is what it says. Be careful that you don't look down on one of these little ones. I say to you that their angels in heaven are always looking into the face of my Father who is in heaven. What do you think? If someone had 100 sheep and one of them wandered off, wouldn't he leave the 99 on the hillsides and go and search for the one that has wandered off? If he finds it, I assure you that he is happier about having that one sheep than about the 99 who didn't wander off. In the same way, my Father who is in heaven doesn't want to lose one of these little ones. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, we are one of those little ones, and you have left the 99 to chase us. And so we spend the first part of this prayer thanking you for being a good shepherd to us, for loving us enough to show us who you are, loving us enough to place people in our lives who point as a signpost to who you are, to opening up your word to us to help us understand what you're saying, to orchestrating circumstances in our lives that we can't help but hear the gospel. I think about my own journey and how I was hungry for you, Jesus. I had this longing which you put inside of me. And I look back at my life and I see that, like, even some of the songs I loved as a little child were Christian, and I didn't even know that. And my time when I went to church the one time as a child, and just this deep longing that I had, you were wooing me all along. And then that friend who invited me to Young Life, and I began to hear about you, and it was just so beautiful. Everything I had been longing for came down to that moment, hearing about you, Jesus, so simply, just from the Gospels, like I'm reading here in Matthew, that just these stories, we're transformed by stories, and your story has transformed me, and you have chased me. And so, Lord, we shift the narrative and we shift the prayer from thanksgiving for what you've done for us to a plea for those that we love who are far from you. And we just, in our mind's eye, picture the shepherd leaving the sheep on the hillside and chasing after our loved one that has wandered off. I think that's a really beautiful way of saying it, just kind of wandered. They didn't maybe deliberately, like, I'm going to run away from God. They just kind of slowly slipped away. And I love the fact, Jesus, that as we pray for the one that has wandered off, we can kind of see in our mind's eye a shepherd finding a sheep and the rejoicing that happens according to the scripture. It's the same even this morning as it was last night. I was worried about, I thought, where is my passport? And we had to go on a trip and I was like, I need my passport. And I was super worried about it. And then I found it, and there was such joy and relief that happened when I found it. And so I think that's the same way when someone turns back to you, Lord, when you have wooed them back to yourself, there's such joy and relief. And we are longing for that day for our loved one. And so we place them in your hands today. We entrust them to you, and we believe that you are the good shepherd who is chasing after his sheep. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You're such a blessing to me. Thank you for taking time every day to build into your relationship with Jesus. I commend you for that. Hey, if you're struggling with past trauma, particularly sexual abuse, and you want to kind of work through your healing a little bit, not that this is comprehensive and it will fix you, none of that. It's just some of the best practices I've learned over the many years of healing, and I'm still on the journey of how to heal from the past. And so you can go to we2.org/21days, and you'll have 21 days of emails that come to your inbox, one a day for 21 days for 3 weeks. And again, that's absolutely free. So if you know someone that needs that, you might want to pass that link on to them. So have a great day, and you are loved.